Mike O'Mara here along with Oscar Santana.
Salutations.
We are looking forward to seeing you in Beantown. That's right, Boston, Massachusetts, on Friday night, August 5th, right after the Red Sox-Yankees game. We're going to be at
Cleary's in Back Bay.
Cleary's in Back Bay. Be there or be square. We look forward to seeing you, all the fans of the Mike O'Mara Show, all the fans of the Big O and Duke Show, and, of course, RJ Raymond Super Stud Diaz. Listen, if you know people in Massachusetts, if you know people in New Hampshire, if you know people in Connecticut, in Maine, in Vermont, you New Englanders, we want to see you. We want to get as many people out there to Cleary's in Back Bay as we can for a meet and greet with the Mike O'Mara Show cast. We look forward to seeing you there.
That's 10 p.m. August 5th. Again, 10 p.m. August 5th. We'll see you then.
Cleary's in Back Bay.
And listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
When I read things like the foundations of capitalism are shattering, I'm like, maybe we need that. Maybe we need some time where we're walking around with a donkey with pots clanging on the sides. Because everything is amazing right now and nobody's happy. Like, in my lifetime, the changes in the world have been incredible. When I was a kid, we had a rotary phone. We had a phone that you had to stand next to, and you had to dial it.
Yes.
And you actually would hate people with zeros in their numbers because it was more
right.
Like, oh, this guy's got two zeros. Screw that guy. Why do I want to? And then if you wanted money, you had to go in the bank for when
yes.
It was open for like 3 hours. You had to stand in line, write yourself a check like an idiot. And then when you ran out of money, you'd just go, well, I can't do any more things now. Can't do any more
things. That's it, yeah.
Because now we live in an amazing, amazing world, and it's wasted on the crappiest generation of just spoiled idiots that don't care, because this is what people are like now. They got their phone, and they're like, I was on an airplane, and there was internet, high-speed internet on the airplane. That's
yes.
The newest thing that I know exists. And I'm sitting on the plane, and they go, open up your laptop, you can go on the internet. And it's fast, and I'm watching YouTube clips. I'm in an airplane. And then it breaks down. And they apologize, the internet's not working. The guy next to me goes, this is bull. Like, how quickly the world owes him something
yes.
He knew existed only 10 seconds ago.
Right, right.
Flying is the worst one because people come back from flights and they tell you their story. They act like their flight was like a cattle car in the 40s in Germany. That's
yeah.
How bad they make it sound.
Right.
They're like, it was the worst day of my life. First of all, we didn't board for 20 minutes. Oh, really? What happened next? Did you fly through the air incredibly like a bird? Did you partake in the miracle of human flight, you non-contributing zero? That you got to fly? You're flying! It's amazing! Everybody on every plane should just constantly be going, oh my God! Wow!
Yes!
You're flying! You're sitting in a chair in the sky.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
But it doesn't go back a lot.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
Louis C.K.
Very funny guy.
Funny guy. Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from
wow.
The Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. This is MikeO'MaraShow.com, and it is 20 July, Buzz.
July 20th, Rob.
2011.
It's America.
And we're at over 8 million downloads and still growing. I love saying that. 8 million. Good stuff. We are micless today.
Yes,
micless.
Another drive-in medical procedure.
Oh, yeah, very important.
Yeah. Oh, no, we have microphones.
Oh, I see.
Mike O'Mara.
Mike O'Mara
yes,
is not
Mike
here.
Yes, Mike O'Mara is not here, but
O'Mara-less.
We have lots of good stuff to discuss anyway, and our first segment is...
Brought to you by Netflix, with more choices than ever for movies and TV shows. Now you can just stream, just get DVDs by mail, or both. Now there's a Netflix package for everyone, starting at just $7.99 a month. For the prices and a free trial, just click the Netflix ad on our website.
I didn't find that stilted or awkward. You promised me that would be stilted or awkward.
I tried to make it uncomfortably stiff,
fine.
But it didn't
now, see,
work out.
Here's what you don't know, is that for the last 2 days, Buzz has forgot the copy. He left his homework at home.
Oh, wow.
And so he was
that.
Making up Netflix off the top of his head.
Yeah, I actually created their new policy.
That's very impressive.
Just off the top of my head.
Nice.
So you may have trouble getting them to implement it.
Oh, no, they're all on board.
Just tell them Buzz sent you.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that, RJ?
You're going to get some mail, Buzz.
It's about time.
All right, so it's hot.
It is hot.
And, you know, I don't think we're doing our job as DJs if we don't complain about the heat.
It's hot.
A little bit, because I'm out of my mind with it.
See, it's so strange when people talk about the heat here. Right now, we're going through a heat wave on the East Coast. And
it's a heat dome.
And the Midwest
really
as well.
The Midwest. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not a heat wave. It's a heat dome.
A heat dome.
I thought it was heat doomy.
And As my people are tropical people for the most part.
Not my people.
And for some reason,
the fat Polish person does not like the heat.
It's not, and maybe it's because I only have window AC units in my place, and I'm used to being warm now.
You should switch to Mac.
That it just
what?
Hey, Apple.
It doesn't feel as hot as everybody's saying.
Well,
is it me?
No, I was out mowing my lawn yesterday in this crazy heat and humidity. But you know what? I like it. I like summer. I like warm weather. I don't even mind the hot weather so much.
I heard it's going to feel like 110 tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the heat. That's the heat indices. Yeah. And they love saying that. It's like everyone in the whole radio business has figured out, you know, the word is not indexes. It's indices.
That's correct.
And they love saying indices. They don't need to say this.
But you know what's strange? Even with this heat, the same BS happens. I was driving here from work, and I sat there and I said, okay, everybody's complaining about this heat, but there are still people walking. There are still people riding their bikes, by the way, in the street, which is not the smartest thing. I saw a guy on the way here that was riding his bike, his what looked to be like a Schwinn.
Well, it's Manassas.
With his cell phone to his head, and he was having a conversation on Sudley Road, which is a main thoroughfare here in the area.
Don't text and pedal.
But how could you talk on a cell phone on a main thoroughfare, and you're on a bike, and it's 105 degrees outside?
Because he was calling, he said, I'm so hot right now.
Yes.
He had to call somebody.
I mean, I think that they hype it up on any news station, and it's on the national news, mind you.
It is. It was one of the lead stories on the Today Show.
I heard
it's got to be true.
I heard a guy whining about it on the radio. One of the radio stations did a sort of man on the street kind of interview, and one guy said, I hate this because in the winter, if it's cold, you can always put on more clothes, but in the summer, you can't, you know, take off more clothes. Well, yeah, you can. They're called sandals and shorts and t-shirts and swimsuits.
Yeah, but there's a finite number. Once you get down to skin, that's it.
Once you're down to, you know, just two or three items, you're fine.
Am I?
It's just a quick poll in the studio here.
Okay.
I have on multiple occasions been in places, whether it was in college or even now at times, where the AC wasn't working.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think the best thing you could do is strip down to your underwear and stick your head in the freezer once in a while, and then you're okay.
I've lived like
people that. People I feel like the greatest generation, as Tom Brokaw would put it, is they probably look at us, those few that are left, and they think we're a bunch of pussies.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
And they're probably right.
We sit here
which is
and
why
complain
we are the crappiest generation.
And bitch about what we don't have and Mother Nature. Now, I can't beget someone complaining about a hurricane, tornadoes, all that. All
wait.
Those.
Beget?
Is that beget?
You can't begrudge.
Begrudge.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm an idiot.
Damn it.
You can't begrudge that anybody that complains about these natural disasters. But these heat waves. I mean, I'll give you an example. Donald, my next door neighbor, who may or may not be gay.
Donald Trump.
And I should probably have him
dumb
on.
Dumb Donald from Fat Albert.
No, it's my friend Donald. He does not have any AC. He refuses to have AC units in his window. He doesn't like the way they look. Okay. He's 78. And he might be in his boxers at all times, and that might be awkward to most of his neighbors, including myself, but he just lives his life.
Without
and that's all he
any
does.
AC. Yeah.
No
nothing.
AC. Nothing.
You know, and when you get to be old, it becomes a health issue. They say check on the elderly and Buzz.
They do it. Stop calling me.
How you doing? Yeah.
Just stop calling me.
No, but you know, this will shock you more than Donald, your neighbor, I think.
Yes.
It wasn't that long ago that I was a freshman in college, and I was a little skinnier then, not much, and a little healthier then. Well, maybe a lot, but we had a choice of dorms. There was Johnson Hall, which was an old dorm. It looked like the building from Ghostbusters. And then there was Rhodes Hall, I believe it was called, that was newer and more modern, but it was sort of clinical, and the rooms were smaller. And they said, you know what? Go to Johnson because the rooms are bigger. I said, okay, cool.
Yeah. A little more square footage.
No air conditioning at all. Mm. And, you know, school starts in late August. And Richmond has the wonderful situation of being river on one side mm-hmm. and mountains not far away. And if the weather is just right, it is, the air is thick and still and smells Muggy. Like a cigarette.
Yeah.
Because of the tobacco factory.
Yeah, perfect.
And it was miserable. And I do remember the, you know, you get those institution mattresses mm-hmm. and you lay down, you just have a sheet on it and you'd stick.
Yeah.
And it was misery. And that's when I said, you know what? Never again. I will never, and when I graduated college, I said, I'll never be without air conditioning mm-hmm. and I'll never drink cheap beer.
Okay.
Well, look, these days are behind me.
All he needs a good fan.
I had a huge fan mm-hmm. and it didn't help. You know what it did? It moved the hot air.
Yeah, I like
it was
that.
Like a convection oven.
But would
it dries off the sweat, though.
Yeah, okay. Would you agree, though? Mm-hmm. And again, I it's not about the homeless. It's not anybody. But we just complain so much about this. It's you mentioned it's on the national news. It's on the local news
sure.
here. And right now, the AC in my car isn't working so well. And I just drive it around. I put down the windows. No big deal.
In your boxers?
In your boxers?
No, no.
Need a recharge.
You know, you should bring your neighbor for a ride.
I mean, he would love it. And I look at him because this morning he stopped me. Oscar, do you mind getting me some
Hold
ice?
On, is he made of gingerbread?
Oscar? I'm going to record you record the Costco lady.
Oh, I'd good. Love that.
Oh, maybe a line of questions for him. I'll
yeah.
bring it.
That'd oh, yeah. be
perfect. Please and, to know you.
And he says to me, he just asked for some ice because mm-hmm. he likes to drink. He has multiple bags of ice in his freezer. And when it gets this hot,
uh-huh.
He just likes making cold drinks. And that's what he likes.
Just endless.
Yeah. This is a simple guy. Not simple like retarded. No, just a man of simple pleasure.
All he does.
Just boxers and some bags of ice.
That's right.
He walks to the grocery store on days like this.
Buys a single tea
the
bag.
The only reason he cannot get the ice is it's too heavy for him.
Okay.
Right, so I will pick it up for him on the way home that's from very the office
nice.
Today.
Well, that's very nice.
But
has he no electric ice maker?
He doesn't.
No, he doesn't have AC. Yeah. He's not going to have an electric ice
maker. You can't even buy a fridge without an ice maker.
He's got an old fridge. He doesn't have a DVD. He said he loves the Three Stooges. I thought I was going to get him a Three Stooges DVD for him.
He doesn't
I said,
have a player.
Do you have a DVD player? He goes, Oscar, I don't like anything I can't understand. And I said, okay, well,
but
I'm
he likes
gonna...
the Three Stooges.
Yeah, yeah. But he watches it on reruns on like public television, right. Wherever it runs.
Yeah, it's AMC.
That's what he does. He doesn't have cable.
Why, where does he find it?
He finds it on one of the channels on his TV that you have to crank the dial still.
And then if you move the UHF,
yes. He's got the old school cable box. Right. And I'm talking old school, the ones we grew up with.
Yeah. Right.
And he's got the digital TV adapter, and that's all he needs.
Now, my family had no air conditioning in their house until 1973, I think. And so I kind of can, and we didn't have AC in our first house, so I can remember living without it. It seems mm-hmm. to me, though, and Buzz, you're going to have to help me out because you've been around the longest.
What?
What?
I'm not going to. No, not really. I'm not going to go as far as to say that Al Gore is right, but is it hotter now?
It certainly seems that way, doesn't it? I mean, I don't know. I can't personally document that, but we're seeing these records. I think over 1,000 temperature records have been broken this summer.
I mean, mm-hmm. And I don't mind that occasionally, but it seems to be consistent.
Yeah, and with consistent heat indices.
There you go.
Of over 100. You know, when it's 125 heat index in Minnesota, where usually they just hope that summer falls on a weekend this year.
Right.
There's something odd, something very strange about that. And I know that coincidences happen and that there are anomaly years, but we're getting an awful lot of that lately, which makes me think, it's changing.
And something that was brought up on with Al Roker today, and he just knows weather. I don't know.
What?
He said one of the reasons it feels so hot in the Midwest was because, believe it or not, of all the snow. The ground is saturated from all that water. The humidity has nowhere to evaporate
sense,
to. And that there is just, it's heavier and more humid. And if someone tells me that 120 is a dry heat, I want to punch them.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's a dry heat. 120
I've been on both places. When we moved to Arizona for a year and a half, I remember we got there in the middle of summer. Mm-hmm. And I said, wow. This is the wall of heat.
Yeah.
The heat here with the humidity that's built into this area is completely different than the heat in Arizona.
Now, the heat in Arizona, people have told me, in Vegas to a certain extent,
yes.
is it makes you feel almost cleaner and healthy when you breathe the air because it's just like hot and pure.
It's well, it's dry, obviously. Yeah. Right. Not to, to rely on that trite, you know, remark, but yeah, it's a very dry. So it's a, an oven-like dry heat. It's not
you.
A. It's not a sweaty, drippy heat.
It doesn't make it any better.
No.
Okay. Oh, it doesn't.
Hot
okay.
is hot.
But it's yeah, it's hot. The reality though is that when. When you walk into that wall or you live mm-hmm. in it, mm-hmm. you don't just start sweating and melting. Here, right. that's the difference. As soon as you hit this wall of yeah. humidity and heat, you start falling apart.
Yeah, and yeah. you feel bad. You feel ill.
The
yeah,
air
you
is
feel
thicker.
Unhealthy.
The yeah. air is thicker because it's saturated with all that moisture, so it makes it harder to yeah. breathe. You know, it's not.
What's it like?
Not comfortable
in, what's or, it like in Coralville these days?
It's very hot there as well yes. because yeah. of the Midwest.
Very
yeah,
much like
is
Kansas,
that why yeah. our friend Steve Bridges from KCJJ? It's on FM, correct?
No, AM 16:30 AM.
I just like messing with you.
I know.
he's wearing boxers and holding three bags of ice.
Is that why he said he wanted to move to Alaska on his Facebook page?
Yeah, he's really, really tired of the heat. That. It sucks out there. But I'll be there next week to enjoy it.
Oh,
so that's
good to know.
Nice.
Love good that. To know.
Now, also, really, though, do we really feel as a group in this room that the heat is a danger? Because that's where the angle they're going with it on the local news today. It's dangerous. It's dangerous heat, and you need to sit still. The WTOP news station, mm-hmm. their one of their stories today was, one way you can really help yourself out is tonight for dinner, have a salad.
What?
Oh, my God.
Well, because there's no well, cooking, and it'll help you hydrate.
They didn't get to be number one by accident.
I know.
It was that kind of brain trust that...
But this is another thing. This is lazy summertime news, and I hate that. I think a lot of people jump on the heat story because it's easy.
It's only dangerous if you're homeless.
Right.
Right. If you're outside yes. all the time, then or, yeah, then it's a problem.
There, I also heard, and I don't know if this is true, it's one of those things you hear on the news and you're not sure even after you've heard it whether you believe it or not, but I heard them say on this same news station that more people die from extreme heat than die in extreme cold.
Oh, wow.
I find that hard to believe. I mean, we hear about homeless people and
that's
the elderly,
probably true.
Both in the extreme cold and the extreme heat. I think extremes are bad. Why don't we just say that?
I'm just tired of everybody bitching about it.
Yeah, and so we're here today to bitch about the bitching.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair.
So I think that's fair, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, again, we are so spoiled as a people.
Mm-hmm. We are.
Yeah. How many times have you walked in a store and maybe the AC, maybe one of their units is broken
yeah.
and you'll complain?
What's up with this?
Yeah.
Louis C.K. had it right.
It should yeah. be ice cold in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
God
right.
forbid you could just enjoy that you're comfy, and clearly there are problems everywhere.
I got really upset the other day. I was looking for a new something, a stereo needle. And it said, we'll deliver
sure.
a record needle. Actually,
right. A
it
common
wasn't,
problem.
It wasn't stereo. It was actually a mono needle. That
of course,
was why it was
yeah.
hard to find.
So,
it says,
so hard.
And it said, you know, delivery, it was 1 to 2 weeks. I said, well, that's BS.
No one should have to endure that.
Yeah, because
I can't wait 2 weeks to listen to a 78 RPM record.
Because everybody buys mono needles.
But then I stopped and thought
about it.
Make
so many of them.
And said, you know, I'm sitting on my ass in my basement.
In the air conditioning.
All I did for 30 seconds is click on my computer.
Click, click.
And it was available to me.
Well, you know what takes so long is what's the fact that they have to build the DeLorean
to go back
in time to get it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, we are such a microwave society. And
yeah.
yet we want everything yesterday.
I heard something the other day that somebody said their kids thought the microwave was slow.
Oh, that sucks.
They can't believe how long it takes yeah. for food to cook in the
yeah.
microwave.
Drive the kids crazy. I like to make popcorn in a pot with oil, not microwave popcorn.
Does
what
it
a
taste
surprise.
Better?
Yes, it's
better.
Much better.
I haven't had
much better.
I haven't had that type of popcorn since I was probably 10 years old.
It's the best way to do it.
Really?
See, my favorite's Jiffy Pop.
Right. What you missed is the Jiffy Pop era, which is how we grew up
right.
with popcorn.
They still have them, RJ.
Oh, they do.
Yep.
But Rob's Way
but
is
the microwave
even,
bag replaced it.
Rob's Way is even better than Jiffy Pop.
Why does it taste better.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it has to do with the fact that you're using a better quality of oil.
Mm-hmm.
And also it's
the
room. And mm-hmm. it doesn't get... microwave popcorn always has sort of a gummy thing. I think there's humidity.
I think it tastes
yeah.
like styrofoam
yeah. Yeah,
at times.
But this
I
is the way
it.
To do it.
You overcook it.
But it makes the kids crazy because it takes mm-hmm. almost 10 minutes.
Dad!
Yeah,
but it smells.
So if thing one and thing two, if you don't
right.
mind.
And thing three, actually.
Right. Oh, thing three. Okay.
Ever
three.
Present.
Yeah.
So they're staring at you and you're about to, it's movie time at the Speewax.
Right. And I've talked them into watching something in black and white.
Yes. So they're already kind of pissed about that, I'm sure. So but you're sitting.
Kind of.
You're,
sure.
Did you, by the way, did you ever think about getting them like colored glasses so that they would appear to be in color?
So you're,
them?
Put a big screen.
Yeah, you get that four color screen
exactly.
on top of the front. Right.
Everyone's faces orange.
So you sit there and you say, I'm going to make popcorn.
Right. Uh-huh.
So is there any like mumblings about what kind of popcorn you're going to make, or they already know it's
going to
be? Okay.
Now, if mom was to do it, Carrie's even worse than microwave. She uses the hot air popper.
I don't even know what that is.
Those are horrible.
Oh, that's the worst. It's a thing. It's like a tower.
Yes.
And that,
it's a hair dryer that pumps popcorn.
Excuse me. Whoa. Jeez.
Wow. Wow. Awesome.
You got,
wow.
Careful. You got
this,
what I got.
It's this heat.
It's the humidity. he just coughed up an industry.
Should we get you some water?
Do
water.
You,
water.
It's that thing that has a little, it's got a square, almost spout at
yeah,
the
and
the top.
It spits. Mm. Now that's
we
when
could
I
never
was,
get one in my house for some reason.
When I was little, I thought it was cool because the popcorn would be spit out into the bowl as it popped.
Seemed brilliant.
But you know what? You think microwave popcorn tastes like styrofoam because this has no oil.
No oil.
No nothing. And the hot air, it takes all the moisture. Out.
Oh, wow.
So it really is like packing peanuts.
Okay.
And that's what Carrie likes.
So
and then she takes a nap.
I feel like that was like everybody had one of those.
Yeah, what's with you?
A lot of people did. Yeah.
My parents were foreign.
But a lot of people had, aluminum Christmas trees, and that was a bad idea, too. So feel happy that you missed that.
You know what we need to get you? We need to get you an air conditioner for your neighbor and a hot air popper.
No, what I need is a girlfriend. Is what
okay.
There we go.
We've reached that stage, have we?
No.
The truth comes out.
There's nothing. I've got, my life has fallen apart.
You've never looked better.
Ask me, I'm much healthier.
Yeah, look at
it. But I'm talking about my home life. Mm-hmm. I have nothing, I have no one to care for me.
Yeah.
Ask me what I had for dinner last night. Just ask me.
Who wants to do it? RJ, why don't you ask him?
Oscar, what did you have for dinner last night?
I had a box of Triscuits.
A whole box?
They are whole wheat.
And a vitamin
whole
water
wheat?
Zero.
Boy,
now that's nutritious.
Bet you had a good visit this morning with the bathroom. A lot of roughage for Oscar
last night. A little roughage there.
And as I sat there and I ate them, I said, wow, this is a brand new low.
No cheese? Nothing else?
I have nothing. I have nothing in my fridge.
Wow. But those are simple things.
And you know
where
I got that? At the Shell station on the way home.
I was going to say 7-Eleven.
Wow, but never, never buy dinner at a convenience store.
Why don't you grab a little protein when you run down to get ice for Donald?
Yeah.
Well, no, I get ice for Donald at 7-Eleven.
Right. Well, they have meat and cheese at 7-Eleven.
Okay. Well,
fresh sandwiches,
get yourself a pack of ham.
I just
and fruit.
It's a lunch meat, what Mark.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have time for that.
You have time to buy ice. You have time to buy a Kraft Singles.
I think it's planning. I think you're just not used to planning for it. You know, planning on picking up something on the way home.
I looked at my fridge and I said, well, maybe I should just go out and get some stuff.
There's some services, Oscar.
See, it's already too late.
Peapod, I love, but I don't.
Okay, really, when you open your refrigerator and you say, all I see are olives.
No, I've got.
What is in your refrigerator right now? Walk us through it.
Possibly 36 Sam Adams sitting there.
You should take an iPhone picture of it and send it out.
He's not even a beer drinker.
That's why I have 36.
So that's for what
they've
company
been there
comes
since
over
1985.
Every time people come over, they bring beer. God bless them. I don't drink beer.
I know.
So they're just sitting there.
You'd be happier with an airline bottle of vodka.
Thank you very
Bowman's
much.
Bowman's vodka.
So I have a ton of beer in there, and I don't want to take it out.
Is that bottom shelf, top shelf? Where is that?
It's
throughout.
Throughout. It's on a big fridge.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's throughout the. It's not. There's no organization.
It's a college fridge.
It is.
And
are the beers still in their original six pack packages or
are
cases?
They loose?
Because you remove them and
I had to remove them.
Good. I hate stuff in.
I didn't want them to go stale. There is one six pack in the.
Wait, hold up.
Do you think taking them out of the box is going to prevent them from going stale?
Well, I figure if I keep them refrigerated.
Yeah. Well, you have.
Well,
to.
Well, no, but in the refrigerator in the box is what I was asking. Yeah. People do that.
Oh no, I didn't. I do have a six pack in the box. That isn't Sam Adams. Okay. It's another type of beer.
You need to take that out of the box or it's going to go stale.
Okay. It's going to bad.
Well, so I have about 36 beers. I'll never drink it. Someone else will find out about it.
Case and a half. Donald might be very interested in that.
I've actually given Donald beers.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Because I have too much beer at my house.
Boy, this is a problem I've never had.
And I have, I think, some sort of dip, some sour cream dip that I probably bought 4 months ago that's still sitting there.
That's protein.
Check the date.
I should. Yeah. Well, I'll never eat it. I'm not a big sour cream guy. I don't know. I think I made a mistake.
You may want to pitch, although it might be excellent on Triscuit.
I've got about 25 hour energy stashed in the side where the eggs are supposed to go.
Hold it. 25 hour energy? This must be very powerful.
I got it from Costco. Well, 20 little units.
Okay.
20 bottles.
Now I'm messing with him.
And I think in the fridge there are two... handles, or in the freezer, the two handles of Jack Daniels.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then I have some sodas In the refrigerator.
Way to shake mixers. It up.
Well, what you need is to have more staples in
there. I need
house.
A woman in my life.
No, you
care.
You can
me.
Do this.
No, you don't. No, here's what you need to do. If you get home and you open the refrigerator and you see there's nothing in there, well, now it's already too late. You need to, before you leave one of your jobs,
yes.
You need to think, I'm going to stop at a store, you know, either near one of your jobs
I
or near your home.
I have done that, but I can't.
And
like,
you
even
pick
when
up
I go,
like meat and cheese and peanuts.
I tried
and,
that, and you remember I bought 8 baked potatoes and they all went bad.
Don't
always buy perishable things or buy things that you can keep fresh. And there are other forms, you know, nuts, fish, meat,
you know
cheese.
What?
You can put those in your refrigerator.
Macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. Fantastic. There you go.
Oh, look at all
that
the carbs.
That won't go bad.
Oh, yeah, Rob.
No, and no carbs in a box of Triscuits, you ass.
That's
whole wheat. That he gets fiber with.
Don't,
that.
Whose side are you on?
And they
I'm
were
the
low
socket.
Fat, Rob. Mind
of
you.
Good health.
Low fat.
Then buy low fat mac and cheese.
I
suppose it exists.
Is,
I've never bought it.
There is there's a 20 pack of chicken breasts in my freezer as well.
Well, there you go.
But they have that frost fur on.
Oh, that the protective coating?
They've probably gone bad.
How long have they been in there?
I would say at least a month and a half.
Oh, then they're fine.
They're fine.
Really?
They're absolutely
all that
fine.
Means is that you've got humidity in your fridge.
You know, break some of that up and move
that
a couple
humidity.
Of them. Move a couple of them down into the refrigerator, and they'll fall
cold.
In the fridge.
I can't care for myself. Yeah. That's the bottom.
No,
line.
You'll be fine.
I tell you what. Why don't you start a podcast about eating? and then eating becomes work, and then you'll like it.
I think you should have women, but I don't think you should be dependent on them for your survival. That's what I think.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I never have had to really care for myself in that manner.
You've mentioned this before.
And it's really come to a head yesterday when I sat.
Let's hold that thought. Uh-huh. We'll take a
this
moment.
Sucks.
No, it's good. It's good. We're going to get you some macaroni.
We're going to help you out.
And Buzz is going to help you shell some peanuts. We're going to come back. We're going to fix Oscar.
Thank you. Thanks, Rob.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You're going to leave here better than when you arrived.
That's right.
I feel horrible.
We are all Mr.
Well,
Fix-its.
You'll have that too.
All right. It's MikeO'MaraShow.com, and we are right back after this. Lithium might help. It's MikeO'MaraShow.com and segment number 2. And it doesn't come cheap, Buzz. It's a service of...
Oh, that's right. It's a service of Wait Not, actually.
Oh, yeah.
855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486, waitnot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. RJ, how many pounds have you lost now?
I'm at 55 pounds, Buzz.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's
great.
Unbelievable.
You know, Mike O'Mara has lost so much weight, I can't even see him today.
I know.
He's downright disappeared. RJ and Mike both headed for 60-pound weight loss and plan to go even farther than that. And it's been great results. I mean, the results have kept you going, right, RJ?
That's what it's all about. And, you know, the clothes and the change and the lifestyle difference. I'm here.
Let me
I'm
ask you this. I think that there is a renewed confidence in you, and you are full of piss and vinegar. If you had not lost over 50 pounds, would you have hit on that ball girl last night?
Ooh, that was fun. Let me tell you.
Did you see the picture on Facebook?
No.
RJ posing with a very attractive ball girl at Nat's Park last night.
And it's not a hermaphrodite. Her job is to actually, you know, never
right.
mind.
But, right.
But she's very cute, and you struck up a conversation.
Well, I mean, we were right there, too.
Sure.
It was fun.
Yeah,
you're feeling more confident.
Now, do you think you would have done that 3 months ago?
I would have.
He knows how to broadcast.
It may not have been well received, but... Oh, Rob, did you forget? I'm not a professional.
Oh, well, who is?
And you're taking natural supplements that come with it, and you're eating real food. Do you enjoy the food? You're able to prepare the food okay?
I'm able
you're
to
happy
make the
with
food
it?
Myself
right?
and make it to my own taste.
Right.
Of course, with the flavors that I'm allowed to mix with,
right.
but there's lots of them. So.
But you've learned a lot, and you've learned various combinations, and you've learned stuff that you can carry forward in your
and
life,
this
right?
is what it's for, because after I'm done with Weight Not and I get down to my stealth, I will be living that same way. With
you
the same
you should
process.
Maybe give some nutrition advice to Oscar. He
yeah,
could
well,
use
we've been trying, and we'll talk some more, Oscar. We still have to go out and spend our night together.
Oh, I've literally lost hundreds of pounds, and I've put them all back on and 20 more. Mm-hmm. And the reason is because everything, it's shakes or it's mm-hmm. diet or, you know, some magic candy bar.
And then that goes away.
It does. And
RJ, I'm with you, Rob. I'm sorry. I'm with you.
Yeah, RJ, he's learning how to do this in real life, and
lifestyle.
That's what makes Weight Not work.
Mike has tried various diets, and he says this is the only one that's worked for him, and he's stuck with it.
Yeah.
And you know how he is.
No, tell us how he is.
But he has
stuck. All right, segment two.
There are a lot of things he commits himself to. Right. This one he really has stuck to, and I honestly believe he will carry this with him the rest of his life.
I'm going
to
wipe the water off my face that I just spit and buzzed. Do you have the phone number for Wait Not?
I do. Once again, it's 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486, or waitnot.com. Mike
dot
loves
what?
It. Easy.com. Mike loves it. RJ loves it. We'll edit that out. It's unbelievable results you can believe in.
No, we won't.
Wait Not.
And you can also access it through the banner on our website.
Yeah, and also $50 off in July in honor of the 50-pound-plus loss by
exactly.
Mike and RJ.
And July's getting away from us quickly, so get it while you can.
Mike O'Mara, you know how he is.
Exactly.
I completely disagree with Buzz, for the record.
Okay.
No, even Mike would agree with me. He doesn't always stick with things. He's stuck with this, and I think he'll continue to do so.
Awesome. Now, we've got to stick with Oscar.
Yeah.
How can we fix you?
I don't know. I don't. It's not laziness. I think it's just.
Oh, it's far. You're the least lazy person I know.
I looked at my fridge. Well, no. As I was driving home last night, I said, what am I going to eat for dinner? And I said, I have nothing in my house that's easily accessible.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because if I'm going to make that furry chicken breast, which I thought had gone bad.
Oh, and by the way, that's probably the top downloaded foodnetwork.com. Oscar Santana's furry chicken breast. Yum. With toil sauce.
I figure what? That takes at most an hour to defrost?
No. No, you could put that in a frying pan frozen.
And like in the morning, really? In the morning, throw a couple of pieces of chicken into the fridge and they'll be thawed by the time you get home.
Yep.
See, I never knew that.
But also, here's what you need.
I feel like such an idiot.
No, you're not an idiot. What you are is someone who needs to be schooled in how to care for himself.
Yes.
Why not put, now, shopping downtown.
Teach a man to fish.
That's right. Give him a shoe.
That's right.
What? It's probably hard. I felt sorry for the man who had no shoes.
Oh, okay.
Until I saw the man who had no feet. Anyway.
Thank you.
Now we're really lost.
So? Let's get back on track. It's hard for you to shop downtown because there's no parking. And the grocery store is a single seat, right?
I said, if I don't get home soon, I'm not going to get any parking. Mm-hmm. So I have to stop at the 7-Eleven and pick up dinner.
This is where you're wrong. What you do is you get yourself a small cooler and shop here in Manassas. Put it in the cooler.
It's cheaper.
And go home.
Hmm.
Yeah, but you don't want to have perishables in the car, especially with your broken air conditioning.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You poor guy.
Well, it's not so bad. It's in my second car.
But still, if it's gonna be in 70 or 75 degrees for an hour, that's no good. I'm gonna gloss over that. Second car. Things are tough for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you need a girlfriend, is so someone can drive the other car. But you put a cooler in your trunk, mm-hmm. and you can go to the store and grab yourself a no.
He's not going to do that.
Yes, he will. What if I brought you a cooler? I've got
no. I've got a cooler.
Okay, and you get it. You go. You buy yourself a nice little steak. And throw it in the cooler. You get home. Put on the frying pan. Steak is done in 12-15 minutes.
I just, for me, it feels
and
like
no carbs.
It feels like I won't be able to make it as good as everybody else makes it.
And if you keep saying that, you never will.
But I've tried before, and it doesn't taste like...
It's trial it just and error.
If I had a grill...
It's not going to taste like
I can grill till the cows come home. I can
just
definitely
put salt
do that.
On
well,
it,
when the cows come home, turn them into steaks.
But there's no grilling. You can't grill around my building, clearly. Oh, yeah.
Okay, this is true.
Fire hazard.
Yes.
But what you got to do is you have to put it in perspective. Is a pretty good steak, and you could probably make a steak pretty good in your kitchen, better than a great box of Triscuits.
That's very true.
That is good point.
You know what I also don't have? I don't have a frying pan or anything like that. I don't have
you
any
need,
of that.
You need kitchen utensils.
Well, then how are you going to cook the chicken
when
Oscar Santana's furry chicken
when
bread?
When Kara moved out, she took everything.
Right.
So.
Well, let's kill her.
She took everything that was hers, which
for now,
is all the cooking.
For now, you can just
ask her. You can order all those things on Amazon.
Well, I was going to suggest.
The price points on Amazon, by the way, I've looked.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I pay $70 for a frying pan? What makes it so great?
Well, there are ones that you would buy that you would use for the rest of your life. I have stuff.
Right.
I have pots and pans that I got for my wedding almost 15 years
Why
ago.
Why are they so expensive?
Because they're made of usually something expensive.
Like cast iron?
Copper, anodized aluminum. Cast iron is cheap, but
the
it's
Lodge cookware isn't cheap.
Good ones are not cheap. It's true. You have to pay a little more. It's an investment. It'll last you the rest of your life.
Don't buy cast iron. That is so not you because it requires constant care.
Okay.
But what you get is yourself.
Mangrates are made of cast iron.
But
cast iron.
But cast iron
crates.
Yeah, but you don't have to wash mangrates every time.
That's
you
very
use
true.
Them.
Yes.
And what you need is a simple, probably a 10 or 12 inch nonstick pan. And you can get
any
one for,
brand?
Yes, you can get it for yeah. 10 or what 15 about, bucks, and when it wears out, you throw it
what
away.
What about the pans that have the little circles inside that get glow?
Like, I have that.
Are they fun? They look like fun.
It's never really worked for me. It is fun.
Okay.
But obviously, you're a bright guy. You're going to know when the pan is hot. That's I don't true. Think you need a red right. glowing circle to tell you that it's hot. In, touch it, and if it hurts, it's ready to cook.
In the meantime, just wrap the chicken in foil and throw it in the oven.
Oh.
Little salt, you're good to go.
Lemon, nice.
Wow.
Give them good time.
I have not cooked in an oven.
See, I want you to be independent.
Since probably 2007.
Yeah. Or you can, if you have any
the
kind of
wonderment
a pan,
in
you
his
do
voice.
It on a,
not even pizza?
On a stove.
No, I haven't done anything.
Oh, wow. And you know what? That's what you want when you're your apartment has window air conditioning. Keep the oven on.
Yeah,
that's hot. Put it on broil.
That's so long.
See, if you remain clean. If you remain dependent on women, you really need a mommy and not a girlfriend.
That's why I feel like such an
Yeah, well,
hey, and they have services for that too, Oscar. They will come to your house and take care of the stuff for you.
Cook?
And
I'm not paying for that.
Well, hey.
I'm a grown man. I can cook for myself.
Well, obviously you can't. That's why we're having this discussion.
I'm sure you can.
I'm just saying.
More crackers?
What about going to, like, for example, Harris Teeter or Whole Foods?
Yes.
You can get the pre-cooked? Dinners ready-made. You can get a whole meal ready-made.
But you know what? He just said it before. Price point. That's expensive. That's like going to a restaurant. He needs to know how to take an ingredient and make it into something to eat.
But
Costco, Wegmans, Trader Joe's, those are all good,
what
too.
What about a cooking class? Do those really work?
Yeah, you could.
Yeah,
it gives you the fundamentals of how to cook.
Yeah, I think what would happen, you'd be better, more likely to go to a cooking class and meet a girlfriend that would cook for you.
Right.
Well, I don't think you're going to pull a lot from a cooking class. It's going to change.
I'll
what
bet
you
can find most of the basics that you need. Just take one basic at a time and find it online.
If you're listening to this right now and you think I'm an a-hole, I agree with you.
No, I
don't think anyone thinks that.
I think it's great that, you know what, you've committed that you want to change, and that's the first step.
Yeah, I you know
what's the last thing you cooked that you were pleased with?
Ever.
Crackers.
You've never cooked?
No, I said ever. Ever I cooked?
No, the last thing you cooked.
I cooked dinner for my roommates in, I think, 19...
Oh, if it starts with 90, 19, it's not good.
It would be 1999.
It's a party, then.
I cooked dinner for some of my roommates.
And you were pleased with it?
Yes.
What did you cook?
I was on the phone with my mom the whole time.
Okay.
Breaded chicken.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I had a bag of salad that was pre-made that I said I made.
That's fine.
Okay, you see, this is what you do. You hit your local grocery here.
Yes.
You've got a Bloom here, which is nice because they don't bleach the ham anymore.
Get a bag of salad.
Go to Giant. That's a great Giant that they're doing a rebuild here. Mm-hmm. You drive by it every day.
Yes.
Get yourself a bag of salad, a little steak, and you're good to go.
Yeah, that's dinner.
Okay. And can I buy pots and pans there?
You know what? They would sell you a fried pan.
Actually, they do.
And a box grater if you wanted to grate cheese. You could get that.
I would never do that.
And they have lots of Triscuits there.
One thing at a time.
Rosemary and garlic. Mm-hmm. All the Triscuits. Mm-hmm. Lots of them.
Yeah, I just, last thing was an all-time low. I sat there and I said, well, I could just eat this whole box and try to get full. Or I could just... drink a bunch of Jack and Cokes and pass out.
I like the notion of a cooking show that you know
you
we didn't
opted
have
for the latter.
We really didn't have a lot of luck with How Dare You. We can fix it, but
I
Oscar's
disagree.
Oscar's cooking show will be eating to get full.
And sad enough, when I was full, I had like two Jack and Cokes and then went to bed.
You know, it goes back to planning. For you, the real problem, the root of it all is planning. You just need to think, oh gosh, when I get home, I got nothing waiting for me. I need to stop and pick something up.
And
on
why
the line.
Do Brita filters cost so much?
I don't know. I don't use that. I use my fridge filters.
So okay.
I don't know.
I sat there and I looked at the Brita filters that I bought and I said, you buy a 5-pack from Costco and it costs this much money?
It's a racket like ink cartridges.
Yeah, they should give you the water for free.
Yeah, well, I'm not drinking DC water. You don't know what's in that.
I hear it was delicious.
I thought it was very highly rated.
It tastes like ass.
Really?
I tried. Remember I think 3 days.
Highly rated in some neighborhoods.
3 days ago, I ran out of vitamin water zero, and I said, well, I'll just try some real water. Mm. And my filter on my Brita was out, so I said, well, F it. I'll just go do old school. I used to drink tap water growing up.
Oh, yeah, we used to drink out of hoses
and
when I was a kid.
It tasted like someone had... If someone was trying to poison someone, that's what it tasted like. It tastes like poison.
Arsenic.
Yes.
Maybe Donald wasn't happy with his last bag.
I don't
ice.
Know what Donald does, because if he drinks the tap water, I can't believe he's 78.
Wow. Then maybe that's what's keeping him alive.
So the battle plan is this. I leave here. I buy some pots and pans from whatever grocery store I'm going to.
Buy a pot.
I should probably go through Amazon on...
Yeah, all
don't
you need,
I buy a set? I can't buy a set at Costco.
Oh, they got a great set
at
Costco.
You don't need
a
set.
What you need is you need like a 2-quart pot.
Oh, you know what else
and
I can make?
A saucepan and a frying pan.
I have made hard-boiled...
Thank you.
Allergies?
I have made hard boiled eggs before.
Oh, so you have a pan
since 1999.
So you have a pan you can boil water in. Yes. Okay. Well, that's a good start.
What you need is.
He just did the math. It's 12 years. I'm sorry.
Well, eggs come in a dozen. 12 seems right.
One a year. That's
can
great.
You believe that? Like, how have I survived?
Well, you're good looking and women take care of you.
Yeah, thank
and
you. You're, and I'll take that.
If you were a better cook, you'd be fat.
No.
And you can buy hard boiled eggs at the grocery store now, too.
And at 7-Eleven.
I've done it at 7-Eleven.
Okay, but it's just so much cheaper.
It's like $3.
Yeah. What you need to do is you need like a 2 or 3 quart pot with a lid and a 12-inch frying pan. Yeah. Then if you decide that you want to keep on feeding yourself, buy something a little better.
Because I would roughly save probably 50% in my dinner call. I usually
more than 50%.
Yeah.
You save huge. If you do this right,
but now really he's excited.
Just don't be intimidated. It's really simple. I know you can do this.
He's going to go home and do a spreadsheet and say, this pan paid for itself in 2 meals.
Call any one of us for advice if you get in a pinch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll call you guys. I appreciate that.
And you also need to lay in some staples. It doesn't have to be macaroni and cheese, but something like that that's easy and fast to cook that'll keep you from eating Triscuits.
Okay. And seasoning.
Yes.
Just some hot sauce and steak seasoning?
You have to have salt and pepper first.
Uh-huh.
And have those.
Okay. And some sort of steak sauce. Like
you know what else I have in my house?
Ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise. What?
Old Bay.
Love it. I used it this weekend.
That's great.
Loved it. So you'll be in. Yeah. Talk to us.
All right.
We'll help you help.
Yeah, because I went through this. I want to say as soon as Kara and I broke up, and then I was like, that's when I went grocery shopping. I said, I'll show her. I'll show them. I'll do this
really
myself.
You were excited about
it. But it was the hookup Safeway, so it really wasn't grocery shopping, was it?
No, because what I ended up doing was going there and taking my cart and going through the this is when you've hit, when you really are just a mess in your life. I went through, I bought 20 vitamin waters because they had the Giant Club.
Well, you need water to wipe.
That's right. You need
thank you. I do
for your ass.
20 vitamin water zeros because they were on sale if you buy 5. And so I bought 20 of those.
And you thought the DC water tasted bad.
And
his recycled water is the worst.
I went through the aisles. I picked up just the general essentials with toothpaste, everything else. And then I went to the pre-made meals.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the lady behind the counter. I said, can I just take this little cafeteria you have and eat now because I was so hungry?
Right.
And she said yes. So I ended up eating there. Uh-huh. I never bought anything else except for the toiletries,
toothpaste,
right,
and vitamin water. And I walked out and I said, well, that was a waste.
What
was the point?
Did you ever end up cooking the dirty shrimp?
Yes, I did that one day. I'm sorry. I totally forgot about it.
And then you were pleased with that?
No, it tasted horrible.
Okay, well, did you cook in DC water?
No, but I just put them on the pan and didn't do anything else.
Yeah, you need
I totally
to,
forgot about
you
that.
Need to
but see,
out.
That was so... It just sucked so much that I never went back again.
Yeah.
This is not like smoking or riding a bicycle. This is something you need to do.
Yeah.
You can't just try it and walk away.
Because I remember that trip because I go by that aisle and I see the guy that helped me out that I've just...
Does he point and laugh?
No, he just... I see him and I say, well... That sucked. It wasn't worth my worth my time.
He ended up cooking it for you, or you ended up buying cooked shrimp?
No, it was cooked.
You bought, okay.
But I didn't want to buy the dirty shrimp, which was basically the shrimp that had the shells on it.
Right, right.
What about Donald? Could he cook for you?
No.
No?
I mean,
he takes care of himself.
I don't...
Maybe you should...
When you finally meet Donald, whether it's me recording him or whatever may happen, you'll
have
realize...
Have him in for a meeting?
That it's... Donald doesn't see anybody all day. So when I get home,
he's
and since
so glad
it's also like there's nobody lives in my building except for like 3 tenants out of the 18.
Mm-hmm.
Donald, when he hears that door shut in the front, he's right at his
he's
front
all
door.
Over you.
Yeah. And it's Oscar. You know what they did to the building today? And then he goes into the litany of things that I could care less about.
Uh-huh.
But I'm polite.
Sounds like they flooded the building with helium.
Yes.
With his voice.
Again, like when I record him.
Yeah, it does buzz, doesn't it?
And 30 minutes later, we're done because I have to shimmy my way out of the conversation.
Right.
But the man has no contact with anybody else.
Yeah.
So I try to minimize that.
I think, you know what? If you're going to have to minimize contact with him anyway, why not maximize the quality of the content? Have dinner with him.
Ooh.
If you're going to have to be with him
my dinner with Donald.
You love to multitask.
That is true.
And you did say you shared a few drinks with him not too long ago,
Yes. So we watched PBS. Mm. It was the most horrible programming on there.
No, I remember from the cat that you have a sofa, you have comfortable seating.
Yeah,
for two.
But we watched in his place.
Oh.
Because he might have been in a linen shirt that was way too tight. And shorts that look like boxers.
Really?
And the old man's socks and sandals look. That's what he does.
Nice.
Well, I think it's your turn to have him over.
But I had been drinking, and I figured maybe Donald wanted to take part in some drinking.
You see, that's, again, you can multitask. Yeah. I can drink enough to make anyone
and
interesting.
I was also lonely,
yes.
So I went next door to hang out with him.
But don't you think it'd be nice to have him to your place?
No.
Why not?
Because he'd asked him, Oscar, what's that on your wall?
I need to know, what is this accent? Where is he from?
He's from D.C. He's really? Lived in my building for 60 like years.
Well, it's, D.C. is kind of close to the south.
It
is.
I guess.
It's near Virginia.
The man's been there since the building was built, basically.
They built the building around him.
And his father and himself lived there. His father died, and he continued to live there.
Is he retired?
Yeah, he's retired.
What did he do for a living?
I think he worked at Sears and Roebuck for a while.
RJ.
In the Husky section. This would be a fascinating dinner.
Yeah, and a great interview, I think.
Yeah, what you do, you get yourself some broccoli and some chicken. There you go, a little seasoning. Cook it up. Have him over. That's right.
Oh, my God, the Donald Brown podcast.
Right. I'll come over and help you record it.
Yet another podcast from Oscar.
Oh, and the microphone is on.
Really?
Sorry about that.
Okay, well, thank you. I think I'll try something new.
You see, now that's something you can do.
You know what I'll do? I'll send you the pot the pan I buy today.
I'd like
send you a picture of it.
I'd like that very much. And you see, I promised you folks.
And I'll tweet it today.
We're going to fix him. Yeah, we fixed him.
Thank you for taking the time.
We'll
love
see.
It. Yeah.
Well, Mark's probably right. I'll do nothing. But I'll buy some things.
Oh, and I know that Mark to cut his vacation in half.
I did.
And came up back for today's show. How's it going in vacation?
Oh, that's a whole story.
Are you driving back to the beach?
I am.
Wow.
Yeah. And I thought my commute was bad.
You know what, Mark? I got to tell you, I know that you can stand up to people,
mm-hmm.
but to leave your family in the middle of vacation to come work, you've got big balls.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
thank
that.
You. I gotta tell you.
Now, how far away were you from your family before the cheering stopped?
No.
Well,
oh,
please.
Theirs or his?
We'll talk.
Yes,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He's in Miami Beach.
Take a break. Coming back with the audio vault, and also if Mark has anything more to share about his vacation, because the way he rolled his eyes, I think we might have content.
Mm.
It's MikeOMaraShow.com, and we will be right back. Buckingham's Music, and we are back with the Mike O'Mara Show. The Audio Vault coming up, which is a service of...
Brought to you by the artist at M.C. Ginsburg. Now listen.
Ginsy!
M.C. Ginsburg is art that's sometimes jewelry. From wedding rings to hood ornaments, from door knockers to a necklace for your dog, M.C. Ginsburg is a custom fabrication house. That's what they are. Staffed with highly skilled artists. It is the absolute height of customer service. You dream it, they make it. That's what they do. Nothing's too silly. You wouldn't believe the things they've done. Invest in your imagination with the designers at MC Ginsburg. Visit their website at mcginsburg.com or click their ad on our website.
You have never seen better knockers. I don't know.
These are great guys to do business with.
You know what they have in their workshop? It's the most amazing thing. They have a 3D printer. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about something that looks 3D. It actually carves in layers.
Oh, wow.
To print and replicate stuff they scan. It's mind-blowing. It's so cool. And I've had work done by them, and it's just astounding stuff. So check it out. And remember, not just for Iowa. They can do anything over the internet.
That's right.
Send you pictures and create.
Great guys.
Check it out.
So is the vacation going well?
It's going okay.
There's
it's
a ringing endorsement.
It's a Regis fine. What? It's fine.
It's going okay.
Was it the fact that you had come and to be fair to Mark, he didn't just come to hang out. We've got a client that will remain nameless in studio right now.
That's
right. And he's just
more to come.
He's just hanging out and seeing what we do. And
sounds
we appreciate
like a Jewish
your time.
Name.
Thank you so much. But Mark has left his vacation for work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
How did that go over?
Actually, surprisingly, that was the easiest part. She, my wife, completely understood.
Doesn't surprise me.
Completely understood why I was coming back,
right,
and was okay about it. And that, it was fine with her. She was
okay.
She was cool.
Good.
She
just wants you to bring the money back with you.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Well, what was the problem?
Well, the problem is that when we got there on Saturday, and when we woke up on Saturday night. So
in time for services?
Yes.
Well, they couldn't drive earlier.
That's right. We had to wait till
sundown.
Sundown, right.
So we went to bed Sunday morning. We got up and we were there with a bunch of families.
Oh,
okay.
This is your annual, like, yes, multiple couple
multi-family
family
vacation.
And couples retreat.
Rob and RJ and Buzz have met this group recently when we
They're
had Melissa's
group.
Birthday.
Good folks.
And last year we had a blast. You know,
was it the Outer Banks last year?
Last year was the Outer Banks. And we put, usually what happens, we put
Mark
the kids
loves
to
banks.
Bed. We'll put the kids to bed, and that's when the adults become adults,
right,
and we all kick back, we drink, and we have a good time. That is not going so well this time because the kids, there are more there are more kids that are younger. They're like babies there,
and that requires more constant maintenance.
Yes. So there's this
bad window for parenthood.
The atmosphere is very tense because of that, you know. And it seems that whenever everybody's ready to kick back, we'll sit on the deck and start drinking, and then all of a sudden, somebody's kid will be at the deck door looking through.
And I,
for
you know
somebody.
What? I've been in this I've been in this thing before because Maya is now eight, just turned eight, and she's on autopilot.
Yeah,
now.
She's perfect.
So you, I
it's
mean,
fine.
Once
yeah.
you put her down for the night, you guys are clear.
Yeah,
and it is tense because you're ready to have fun and you're not going to name names.
Right.
But other kids that are higher maintenance, they sort of dilute the fun.
Yeah. Well, you know what happens with Maya though? The first night we put all the girls together, and Maya's the oldest one there, and there
she's got to love that.
Two girls that are like 3-4 years old.
She's the boss.
Yeah, but the problem is Maya fills their minds with, you know, craziness. You know, she's telling them, they're all laying there trying to go to sleep, and she's telling them, it's really creepy down here. It's really creepy.
Oh, dear.
So the next thing you know, all three
they're
girls
crying.
Are running upstairs, freaked out.
And then you can hear Maya in the distance.
Yeah, that's right.
Got exactly what she wanted.
And but the problem is that when we got there, we woke up Sunday morning, and we were the last to wake up of all the families.
Uh-huh.
So Melissa panics.
Why?
Because she doesn't want to be the last one up, I guess.
Doesn't want to miss the fun.
There's a lot of, not the fun,
but
it's like there are things to
do. Of I'm not doing my part, what are they doing?
Okay.
We're going to be the lazy couple.
Responsibility.
Yes.
They'll talk about you, you know.
So we get up and everything's instantly in a tizzy. Everyone's
tense.
Running, you know.
Sure.
We're just really tense.
Hit the ground running.
Oh, and so I told her, I just said, it's okay, we're on vacation. Calm down, it's fine. And she really wasn't having it. And then I made the mistake, I guess.
Oh, no, here we go.
When we were upstairs, she was still in that state of mind, and we're with everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I looked at her and I smiled. I said, Melissa, just chill. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. It's vacation.
She started to walk away
that
me a
scowl.
Look of death, mm-hmm. and started to walk away, and then came back and chewed me out in front of everybody.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So you had no problem coming up
for
the day.
Yeah, so we didn't kick the vacation off very well.
I feel that vacation 2.0, which will start with your arrival tonight,
yes.
will be much better.
Thanks.
All right.
good
luck to you, Mark.
Good luck.
You can't win.
No, you can't.
All you have to do is just forget about it and move on.
Thank you for opening the thing.
You're welcome.
Does anyone know about a show called Access Hollywood Live?
Yes.
Not the live one,
You watch it?
Online?
I guess it is,
Yes.
Now, they've got, you know, we have a joke here, F8.
Right.
When someone says something bad, we can mark our broadcast by hitting F8 and go back and bleep it later.
It's similar to if you are a big TMZ guy, they have a TMZ feed that they do live.
I'm the biggest TMZ guy. But this was Ed Asner was on Access Hollywood Live and dropped the granddaddy of all swear words, the F-bomb. And it's funny when you hear this. It sounds like their bleep is like a rewind, but they totally missed it.
No.
Now you'll only hear the bleep, of course. But I love Ed Asner. He is outspoken, and he's an old coot, and here he is. He doesn't like modern TV.
You see Modern Family? You ever watch it?
I don't watch TV.
You don't? Guys,
I resented that I had to buy an implement so I could watch TV. And I said, F*** you.
He was talking about the digital converter box.
And then I heard the reverse.
Yeah, it's odd. So they need to work a little bit harder on that.
Great edit.
I am addicted to the show Strange Addictions.
I don't
TLC.
Know what that is.
I don't either.
Remember, the lady who ate nothing but potatoes.
Oh, yes.
The lady that ate nothing but cornstarch. Uh-huh. And I think months ago we had a lady that ate nothing but couch cushions. And she's eating the equivalent of like two sofas and a chair.
I had a dream.
This is a good one, though. This is a lady called Carmissa.
Mm-hmm.
And all she likes to eat are dryer sheets.
Oh.
You know, like Bounce or stuff like that.
Carmissa, Jewish?
Didn't look Jewish.
Okay.
Why is it always that with you?
I know, always. But what's great is, yes, she is black.
Huh.
And you know where she keeps her dryer sheets for snacking throughout the day?
The oven.
Tucked in her bra.
Here's a look at
Keep
strange,
them warm.
Strange Addictions on TLC.
Now I'm listening.
All the music is the
My
same.
My name is Charmissa. I'm 35 years old. I live in Dallas, Texas. And I'm addicted to eating dry sheets.
God.
This is when
world,
they put the graphic up. She eats about eight a day, and that's roughly 4,000. Yeah,
well,
about 4,000
due to her stomach.
Well, listen,
most people use dry sheets in their laundry. Me, on the other hand, I love the taste of dry sheets.
Charmissa's addiction to chewing dryer sheets began 4 years ago. She was initially tempted by the clean laundry scent.
Oh, sure.
And it smells so good. It's a shame.
She even hung dryer sheets in front of her vents to make her home smell fresh.
Well, that's all right.
I wish you could see the video of this because it does have her on a chair with clothespins attaching them to the vent.
Then she had the strange urge to taste them.
Odd.
Now she can't stop.
Yeah. It's ridiculous how much I want to do it. I'm doing this almost every hour on the hour. That's crazy. I just look to the dryer sheet for stress relief. If I'm ticked off, if I'm stressed out, this is what calms my nerves.
You know, maybe you could get a box of Bounce from Melissa, Mark. Now they're showing her eat them.
Uh-huh. Okay. Good.
Oh. Taste it.
The taste of a dryer sheet is pretty much the way it smells.
Uh-huh.
It's not sweet at all, of course, but it's kind of spicy and tangy at the same time.
Tangy.
The taste is so intense, yes. Charmissa wraps the dryer sheets in tissue to tolerate the chemicals.
Oh,
despite
God.
This, she can't put them down.
Can't stop.
I am at my worst now. If I don't have it, it's like I have withdrawals, literally.
Literally.
Well, I remember the first time that I saw her chewing the dryer sheets. And she just pulled it out of her bra. Like, that's not normal.
Snack time.
I've always been a busty girl. Yum,
nice.
It's just been a convenient place for me to place things. My bank card, my phone. So what's more convenient than placing my dryer sheet sandwich in my bosom?
It's her dryer sheet sandwich, Buzz.
You want the convenience.
In her bosom.
Now, I just mentioned how I'm the biggest TMZ guy in the world.
Uh-huh.
I think this was a TMZ video. It's Justin Bieber was walking down the beach and heard his music playing at a wedding that was on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
So he crashed the wedding, which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. He posed for photographs and stuff. What I love about this tape, there's a guy. I don't know if it's the groom. I don't know if it's the groom's dad. But I could imagine young ladies or even ladies of a certain age being very excited to see a pop star. Listen to how excited this guy is when Justin Bieber shows up to the wedding. Unexpected.
Oh, my God.
Bieber!
Oh, my God. Oh my God, it's Justin Bieber! Oh my God! Oh my God, it's Justin Bieber!
Anyway, I have
Is a Frank the Tank moment.
I have
that guy's got to be hammered.
That's a good point.
Grown men shrieking over Justin Bieber, ladies eating dryer sheets. It's clearly, it's the end of the world, isn't it?
I've got no doubt in my mind that Justin Bieber's an idiot when I see him talking. Mm-hmm. But I do think he's a pretty good kid. I think he's talented.
Yes.
And I think he's a nice guy. I hope they find time to get back to school.
Yes.
And perhaps correct the other thing.
Speaking of guests, I don't want to interrupt your audio vault, but there it is. There is a bug that's... I think it might be a stink bug, actually.
Is it
That's right next
shaped?
To me. It was like walking all over this place. So I want to kill it.
Oh,
so if somebody can get me a tissue, I can kill it.
Don't kill it because it'll smell.
Well, how about I wrap it up and we put it in a tissue.
Put it in a tissue and put it in your bra.
Yes, thank you very much.
Tape. Use tape on it. There you
all right,
go.
I have one last item. I wanted to close with this.
Sorry, Oscar, I threw it too hard.
And Buzz, I'm sorry. Mark, I'm really glad you're here for this today.
Okay.
Michelle Bachman granting an interview.
Yes.
And, you know, she wants to appeal to a broad range, so she actually uses some Yiddish
in
this interview. You know the word chutzpah?
Yes, I do.
Of course, meaning being ballsy or gutsy.
Right.
Here's Michelle Bachman speaking Yiddish.
Oh, good.
The president doesn't want to have to be confronted with priorities in spending because he has a lot of chutzpah.
What?
There's a lot of chutzpah.
Chutzpah.
One more time on that. I just want to hear that one more time.
Midwestern pronunciation.
And I also think she's using it wrong.
The president doesn't want to have to be confronted with priorities in spending because he has a lot of chutzpah.
That's it. No, right.
Chutzpah. I can answer this, Rob.
Yeah.
It's chutzpah.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Chutzpah.
I know.
It's Hawks. The same sound for Hanukkah, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, anyway, that is your magic audio vault.
Sure is.
We shall step away, dine on a dryer sheet, and come back with news right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com, and it is time for news with Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Rob. We're brought to you this time by iConfidential. Imagine having all your important documents organized and at your fingertips on demand, anything, anywhere. Now you can find and share your most important stuff anywhere, anytime, and from any mobile device with iConfidential. From financial and medical records to family photos and songs, you can store them safely and grab them anywhere with your own 40 gig of organized space. With its $1 million coverage and the same security as your bank, iConfidential is safe and easy and convenient. Get 30 days free with the code TMOS. After that, it's just $7.99 a month. iConfidential, banner ad, our website, click it.
That's the way to read it,
Buzz. I had to switch cars with Melissa last week with all the car situations that we had.
Carmageddon.
And she asked me if I had my insurance card, and I couldn't find it anywhere. And that was instantly went through my mind. I wish I had scanned that.
When
and
that
it on
kind
there.
Of thing happens to you, you can access it instantly with iConfidential. Yep.
Perfect. Brilliant. Way to go, Mark.
Absolutely.
And
brilliant.
You were the last couple
Did
up.
Did you know I forgot my wallet yesterday driving to the Virginia Beach Boardwalk? Halfway there.
Sure, you forgot
in the
it.
Car, and,
you forgot it.
And
hey,
Maya,
guys, could you spot me some money?
Maya says,
my wallet.
Maya says, hey, did you bring lots of money so I can play games? I said, I have enough for you. And then all of a sudden it dawned on me and I checked my pockets.
Oh, no.
Gone.
What you need is
Melissa
iConfidential.
Melissa was really happy. She was really happy.
Use iConfidential to download some virtual e-money.
Some cash. This is just like the day after he got read.
Yes.
Banging on all eight.
It's fine.
It is so hot.
How hot is it?
It's so hot the pavement may explode.
What?
Public works officials are warning that in this extreme heat, now gripping much of the U.S., parts of streets and sidewalks could literally explode.
This is great.
They say that when water is trapped below or inside concrete, its expansion can cause the pavement to expand and buckle. They say this only happens with concrete, not asphalt, but watch out for popping and exploding concrete.
Now, does this have anything to do with when the manholes were blowing up in D.C. a couple years ago?
No, that's a whole separate problem.
Okay, well, regardless, we're all screwed.
That's gas.
Yes, it is. Tell me about it.
The numbers are in on America's support of its women's soccer team. More of us watch Team USA play Japan in the World Cup final on Sunday than watch this year's Major League Baseball All-Star game.
Wow.
By a margin of 2.5 million people.
Wow. What does that say about baseball?
Yeah.
Well,
also, if you
talk
look
about
at,
your sleepy sports.
If you look at last week's ratings, I think Wipeout broke the top 15. It also says we're idiots.
Well, let me say this about baseball, and if you're a fan, this is no knock on
nothing personal
on
against America's game.
Yeah, what you love, but I don't know who was one of the sports broadcasters. I think on Sirius was talking about this, and he actually made a great point. Even for the common fan out there, the modern sports era for Major League Baseball is lacking characters. When we were growing up, it
You're
was
right.
the George Steinbrenners of their day and these amazing
Billy
owners.
Martin.
The owners, the players, the broadcasters, all more interesting.
It
back
was
in
all
the day.
These characters, and now it's since all these most of these teams are these corporate entities.
Right.
Everybody's faceless, and everybody's about the stockholders.
It's the corporate thing.
And we're also we're the crappiest generation. We don't have time to invest 3.5 hours to watch a baseball.
I will say that though, but your interest level is even. It's even more diminished because you don't hear about these guys. Even NBA basketball, they've got Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban is just, he's such a character.
I love him.
Man. And you see him in the headlines. It's guys like this that make even the common, the Fairweather fan say, oh, wow, what's that guy
Something
doing?
Something fun. Yeah.
Something different.
Yeah. Right.
The players themselves, they're almost too clean cut.
Yeah.
The stories.
Well, they're protected.
Yeah, but it's not fun anymore.
No,
right?
I agree.
Right.
That's
they're taking
the
fun out of it.
And also,
you've nailed it exactly.
And it's an impossibly boring television sport.
Yes.
You just can't watch it on TV. Mm-hmm. It's okay in person. You know what?
I think it's actually a 10 out of 10. I disagree with you, okay in person. It's a 10 out of 10.
Okay.
You're like, when you go in person, you're there for the event.
Oh,
you
yeah.
drink heavily yeah. if you're into that.
The weather.
Or you follow the game. Or right. you people watch. Or you have a good time. You're in a stadium enjoying yourself.
And I will still occasionally, if I'm driving at night, if I find a ball game on AM, even if I don't yes. follow the sport, I like listening to a ball game. I think it's soothing. Yeah, it takes me soon. Back to when
right
I was a kid.
On the radio.
But TV, and I think this is going to be the ultimate demise of it. Mm-hmm. Where does the NFL make most of their money?
Television.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah.
And if you can't, and you know, Fox,
the ratings are going
Fox
down.
Tried so hard. They've buried cameras. They've done animation. The All-Star they've game done everything, wasn't that and great. They can't
they've,
fix it.
They've hacked the phones of the players.
That's right.
They've tried everything.
That's right. They threw a pie at it.
The soccer final had 13.5 million viewers here in the U.S., only 11 million for the All-Star game. And unlike the All-Star game, the soccer match was on cable. Now, yeah. there is apparently a deal in the works that is apparently agreeable to both parties to end the budget crisis. One-fourth of the answer lies mostly in ending tax breaks for the rich, the oil companies, and corporate jet owners. But three-fourths of the solution involves budget cuts, including cuts in Medicare and Social Security over the next 10 years.
I'm so glad Mike isn't here today, because I know after he's enjoyed his snowblower, he's been thinking about buying a jet.
Uh-huh. And yeah, for the show, for this podcast.
Yeah, well, it's a jet for the show.
Corporate jet. And,
and so it's good, because I don't think we're ready for that yet.
It would just upset him. You know how he is.
And with gas prices, yeah, you know how Mike O'Mara is.
Now, with public opinion polls showing the public favoring the Democratic plan over the Republican plan by a wide margin, a deal is reportedly now within reach.
Good. I'll believe it when I see it.
Not a lot to report on what you mentioned a moment ago, the News Corp scandal, except that a notorious hacking group says it's gotten hold of some internal memos from Rupert Murdoch's embattled media empire. The group says it will release those emails shortly. Yesterday at the Parliament in London, the parliamentary hearing, where Murdoch is undergoing a fierce grilling, an amateur comedian by the name of Johnny Marbles.
Johnny Marbles!
Johnny Marbles.
Johnny okay. Marbles!
Made it into the hearing room, called Murdoch a greedy billionaire, and hit him in the face with a fake pie made of shaving cream.
See?
I don't know.
Wait, what are the odds of that happening?
Well, you know what?
The guy getting in, you mean? Or
this guy actually being able to hit someone with a fake pie?
Well, he's Johnny Marbles.
Yeah, well, I mean, he just, yeah, I don't know how he got past security. I don't even know
why I ask. With that name on a license,
well,
why
the
not?
Well, the thing about shaving cream, you could sneak in a 3-ounce can and make the pie in Parliament.
Right.
You didn't. There's no baking involved.
And you've thought about this before.
Yes, Johnny Marbles.
As I know, Rob knows, shaving cream is the traditional showbiz pie.
It sticks better than whipped cream.
Yeah. I just feel like that's like an episode of The Simpsons.
Right.
Like, I feel like you would see that on The
right.
Simpsons,
what
not
I said,
in real
Mr.
life.
Burns.
They floated this on the Today Show today, that there is a school of thought mm-hmm. that Murdoch wanted Marbles to do this, and it may have been a Murdoch-inspired thing because it would make him appear sympathetic.
Well, it was immediately followed by Mr. Marbles was then punched by Murdoch's hot younger wife, Wendy.
I'm going to get you, Johnny Marbles!
And so you've got a comedian, you've got pies, you've got a hot wife throwing a punch. And live by sensationalism.
Yeah,
wag the dog.
Yeah,
exactly.
I think it could be.
Former aides to Tea Party presidential.
Oh, and I'm sorry. Just before you move on, from now on, please say Murdoch the way you say murder. You know, when we're doing
Murdoch.
Exactly. Yes. That's what I want. Rupert that's what Murdoch. I want from now on.
Johnny Marbles.
Former aides to Tea Party presidential hopeful Michelle Bachmann say she has incapacitating migraine headaches about once a week and that she takes medication for them before, during, and after. They say the migraines are prompted by stress, and they say the stress of the campaign, much less the presidency, might be too much for her.
Oh, that's another one in the win column.
She's got a lot of chutzpah.
She does.
One chutzpah. Advisor chutzpah. Says that Bachmann can be out of commission for a day or two at a time, and that she was once hospitalized for a migraine.
That's a really bad headache.
Bachmann's campaign confirms the headaches, but says they are not an issue. In Denver, an air traffic controller has been suspended for being drunk on the job. On the job.
Oh, you know how he is.
The veteran controller was said to be over twice the legal limit when he was randomly tested. He is now off to rehab.
Hey, come on in. Yeah, there's plenty of room.
That's all right.
Come on in. It'll be fine.
He's not a lawyer, but he plays one in real life. In the Chicago suburb of Skokie, Illinois, 47-year-old Tahir Malik has pleaded guilty to impersonating a lawyer in the courtroom of a county judge. Witnesses say he has masterfully handled more than 5 dozen cases before anyone discovered he doesn't have a law degree.
That's great.
Just a petty criminal record.
It's like, catch me if you can.
Yeah.
And finally, from the home office in Florida, it was time for the cast to come off. 33-year-old Larry Roberts of Coral Springs decided to spare himself and his 15-year-old son another trip to the doctor's office over the boy's broken arm. So Larry did what any dad who's handy with tools would do. He got out the electric circular saw.
Oh, no.
He did manage to remove the cast, but also accidentally cut off the tip of the boy's thumb and into his index finger just a little bit.
Oh.
I'm Buzz Burbank of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz, and thank you, Florida. That's no good. You know what? He really should have supported for that copay there.
It's almost as bad as a guy leaving a stitch in his foot because he didn't want to go to the doctor. Yeah.
Somehow I don't think this guy has medical family background, though.
That's the difference.
You know, he could have called his sister.
Hey, Rob, before you read.
Oh, we have the cartoon.
Yeah, all new TMOS animated series available now for download at MikeOMaraShow.com.
You get 10 dB louder when you sell. Did you know that? Hey, Rob!
Yeah.
Go back to the banks.
Yeah. The preview is on YouTube, right?
Yep.
It's funny. And the topic, can we tell what the topic is?
Yeah.
Buzz walking his cats.
Me walking my cats. Mm-hmm.
Great visuals. Thank you, folks, for listening. Mike O'Mara will be back tomorrow.
And today's show is brought to you by Netflix. With more choices than ever for movies and TV shows, now you can just stream, just get DVDs by mail, or both. And now there's a Netflix package for everybody starting at just $7.99 a month. For the prices and a free trial, just click the Netflix ad on our website.
This program cannot be rebroadcast. I'm not sure you'd want to, without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeOMara.com and Major League Baseball.
Right.
For advertising, call Mark and yell at him because you were the last couple up. 301-244-8773. For Mike O'Mara in absentia, Oscar Santana. Oh, I do. Buzz Burbank, Mark Ronick, and RJ Diaz. This is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Chutzpah.
See you tomorrow.
Johnny Marbles!